You are listening to Law and Gospel on this Thursday, July the 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2015. I'm Tom Baker, your host for this day, and we're just waiting for Wes Reimnitz to get on the air here, and I think we have him right now. Let me just check. Hello, Wes.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay.
Just a second. Okay, can you hear me better now? Let's see. Wes? Well, for some reason, the phone isn't working here. Yep, I can't seem to hear him. Let me try this. Wes? Nope. Okay. Try phone back again, and we'll try and pick you up. All right, what are we going to be talking about today? And we had this planned, but we're just unable to get a hold of Wes right now. And that is about the sad day it was written. It is a sad day on May 23rd, 2013, that the Boy Scouts of America announced a policy change admitting homosexual youth to scout programs effective January 1st, 2014. And that was sad. All right, Wes?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry for the mix-up there. Now, we got a letter from Dr. Matthew C. Harris and Reverend Bart Day. Could you summarize what they have to say and why they said today is a sad day?
Well, they came out and talked about in their statement how they're reaffirmed. Well, let's put it this way. They had entered into a memo agreement with the Boy Scouts back on October 7th of 2013, where they together with the Boy Scouts would not openly admit gay, openly allow homosexuals to be leaders. And I probably would say practicing homosexuals. And as a result of that, we had entered into a memo of understanding that that would not be happening, and also that it'd be left up to the religious institutions. That, in reading what they have stated, they've been in negotiations with the, or discussions, I should say, with the Boy Scouts since June of this year.
So what happened is the decision of the Boy Scouts officially changed its adult leadership standard policy to allowing for homosexuals to be leaders. And so now they're saying that President Harrison and Reverend Day will continue to talk with the BSA. There's a meeting planned for August to review this memorandum of understanding between the two. But they're not very happy with this at all. Part of the problem is Boy Scouts groups are really not independent from each other. When are there occasions when they get together?
Well, troops, various troops can decide to do campouts or projects together on a local level. They have their various camps in the various states in which they share together. They have jamborees, national jamborees, every so often,
right,
every so many years. And
well, in
so
my opinion, as we're looking at this, the way Satan thinks and the way he works, he will use that ridiculous ruling by the Supreme Court allowing gay marriage And that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid they're going to get sued all over the place if they refuse to allow homosexuals to be with their children. You know, I often thought, okay, let's say, let's get young men who are taking care of little girls at campouts and they're in the cabins with them. Who would allow that as a parent? Nobody will. And here's my what do you call that when you're talking about the future? My prediction is that you're going to end up getting even more homosexuals than normal people involved in leadership roles, because you're bound to find congregations who have gone away from the Word of God, and they're going to say, here, you can come to our church, we'll allow you to be a leader, and you can deal with our children.
And I think that's a very valid point that you bring up. The only thing I could stop and think of it, because we had discussed this last night a little bit at length, would you allow it? Would a store owner of a liquor store allow a practicing alcoholic to come over and take over his store? He wouldn't do it.
No. Do you know of any churches that are suggesting what I just said?
Yes. There was a recent article on the news here in the local TV station that one of the local Christian churches is going to allow open gay homosexuals to be practicing homosexuals, to be scout leaders if they so desire.
The only mistake you made, you called it a Christian church.
They propose to call themselves a Christian church.
Yeah, I guess if we think about radical Muslims as being part of the Muslim faith, we need to regard homosexuals and churches that okay that, radical as it is. If they want to say they're Christian, I'm not going to argue with them. But from God's point of view, that particular doctrine is totally an abomination and contrary to the Word of God. So,
I think you make up a good distinction there, because that what happens in these types of situations is they leave behind the Word.
How do you explain that?
Well, the Word itself talks about that homosexuals don't inherit the kingdom, the practicing homosexual, the unrepentant homosexual. You know, we have them in our various churches and Lutheran churches, but typically they're of a repentant nature, non-practicing, not into that form. So, no, I think we have to make those distinctions.
Yeah, you know, what really bothers me is the Boy Scouts still are talking about they're going to continue with proper morality. Well, this is ridiculous. You might as well bring a pedophile in to end up being head of the Boy Scouts. Who would permit that? The fact of the matter is homosexuals have a proclivity for little boys. I mean, just take a look at the Roman Catholic Church. Can you imagine that the Roman Catholic Church, on the basis of the Supreme Court ruling, is now going to permit active homosexuals to become priests?
Oh, they would never do that. I think you made a distinction, I don't know, a few days ago or last week on in the Greek about love versus agape love versus erotic love, how it translates. I think that's an important distinction that you bring out again.
Yes, if you were ever translating from the English into the Greek, when a homosexual says, I really love this person and I want to marry them, you would not use the word agape, because that's love in obedience to God's commands. You couldn't even use the word phileo, which is Philadelphia, brotherly love, because they're not really related. God doesn't recognize their marriages as marriages, regardless of what the state says. You have to use the word eros in the Greek, which comes where we get the word erotic, because it's concupiscence, it's fleshly love that is between two people of the same sex. We can love someone of the same sex and be very good friends with them, but to go ahead and do that which is reserved only within marriage is definitely lust, and we saw what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes, and I think that point needs to be made. And in the memo of understanding back in 2013, They put in their physical attraction. They just didn't talk about homosexuality. They talked about physical attraction. And I think that's why it's causing us a great deal of concern.
It's kind of interesting that we're not sure which way the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is going to suggest. Are we going to start another group? Are we going to stay with the Boy Scouts and not participate in jamborees? Or, I mean, there's so many options here, and that's what the August meeting is going to be dealing with.
I think that's good, and I think they're taking a prudent approach to it, and I trust that they're going to go by Scripture.
Yes, and therefore the advice we're going to be receiving will be based on Holy Scripture, and we'll just have to wait and see what is happening. I ran across another article that kind of really fits in this, which is kind of interesting. The title is this: Becoming a Parent Will Make You More Conservative. Now, this is really interesting. It's by Maura Holman, wrote this on July the 27th. Having a baby changes everything, she says. Your priorities realign, et cetera, et cetera. But here's what they found out. They interviewed 1,800 first-time parents. And they found out that having a baby makes parents more conservative. And guess what? It causes them to rely on traditional gender roles when dividing responsibilities at home. She found that both men and women become more conservative to a certain degree. Both men and women felt more strongly that a woman's main role is being a mother, that mothers should work only if they need the money, and that young children should not stay in childcare for prolonged periods of time. That's kind of interesting, because what kicks in is what a mother is supposed to be about, and that is taking care of a child. So the fact of the matter is not that men don't take care of children. I do know some husbands who are not working. They stay at home. They may be doing writing or something at home. The wife is working. And so the husband is really the child carer in that particular family. But when you have most marriages, what they're finding out is that they realize that a traditional role for the mother is as a caring mother as well as a housekeeper. So you can understand when you have a marriage of two men, well, there's no mother there at all.
Right, or two women where there's no father.
There's no father there. And just take a look at the families. I truly believe that God's word is true, that he is going to be bringing judgment, and that's negative consequences, on these sinful relationships. And we as Christians need to be at the ready to help these people when they're going to be going through some terrible times.
I agree. You know, back to that memo of understanding, one of the things they brought up in their with the Boy Scouts and the Missouri Synod was to prepare young people to make ethical choices over their lifetime. How can they? You know, if there's no difference in lifestyle, how can they talk about duty to God or the word trust? I mean, we entered into a memo of understanding of trust with the Boy Scouts, and they're going, now we're going to cave in at the first sign of trouble.
You know, time is on the side of the church, particularly abortion, homosexuality. A lot of times we don't need to use the Bible. Like an abortion, medicine is helping us wonderfully. When the ultrasound was invented, this had a huge understanding on the part of people who thought that a fetus was going through an evolutionary stage and therefore it wasn't a human being, as President Clinton said, told by his pastor, until they took their first breath. Now, Mrs. Clinton is saying it's not really a live human being until it leaves the hospital. So up to that point, you can put it to death, as hospitals are doing, allowing them to starve if they're Down syndrome babies. So we're coming to a point that these videos that were found for Planned Parenthood are excellent because people did not realize what happens in an abortion. You often take a child that can feel pain, and you do, frankly, the kind of experimentation on it in order to get the liver, the heart, and sometimes the head. Just like was happening during the Holocaust. And by the way, we're going to be talking about that tomorrow.
Yeah, and they can go to our LCMS.org. There's a statement by President Harrison on that Planned Parenthood, too.
I think that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the Roman Catholic Church, the Southern Baptists, this is a great opportunity for us. By the way, anybody want to call on this Boy Scout situation? Let me give you the number. St. Louis, 821-0850. Or anywhere in North America, toll-free, 1-800-730-2727. That's 1-800-730-2727. What do you think that Christian churches should do about this horrendous decision on the part of the Boy Scouts to allow immorality to fester within the Boy Scouts? I can't imagine that a homosexual leader isn't going to be known by the Boy Scouts, especially with some churches bragging that that's the kind of Boy Scouts they want with that kind of leader, and that these young people are going to be deluded by Satan into thinking that this is a valid lifestyle. And therefore, according to a number of passages in the Bible, with unrepentance, they could go to hell. So we're really talking about the salvation of young people right now. And I'm just shocked that the Boy Scouts really made this decision.
I am too. And that's our circuit. We're a circuit of about 11 churches together. Each district of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is broken down into circuits of 10 to 11 churches. I know that's going to be a topic of our discussion this fall, is how we're going to handle the Boy Scout situation.
All right, let's go to the phone lines, and let's talk with Steve. Steve, you're on the air.
I don't know much about either group, but I have heard of Awanis. Would that be an alternative to Boy Scouts?
What was it?
I think it's called Awanis Clubs.
Are you familiar with that at all, Wes?
It's church related. I know that some of my Christian friends have had their kids in it. I just don't know what church is related to and if I'm saying it correctly.
I'm unfamiliar with that. If anybody is out there who can help us with it, I do know that the Wisconsin Synod has a group, do they not, Wes? Okay. Wes? I guess we lost Wes again. Oh, okay. I guess you're going to have to phone back again, Wes. I don't know what's happening here. Okay. But thank you very much, Steve, for that point of view that you're giving. I think that is important to understand, that we are dealing at times with that kind of a situation. Whether or not we're going to start a new group or just what we're going to do, I'm not really sure. But we'll see. All righty. Wes, you're back.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you even remember the name of the Wisconsin Synod group? Because I don't.
I don't remember it, but I know what you're talking about. We've intersected with them before.
Okay, our phone numbers are 821-0850, 1-800-730-2727. Let's go speak with Herman. Herman, you're on the air.
Yes, your Awana or Awanis that he referred to is a Baptist-affiliated youth group movement. I believe Southern Baptists handle that. Also, the Boy Scouts in doing this have abandoned their original purpose, and hence these other groups that are arising for young people can replace what that's intended to do under the proper leadership. And so I'd see the Boy Scouts at this point starting to decline.
What was their original purpose from your point of view?
The original purpose was to train young men in skills of social responsibility, physical training under moral guidership, principally a Christian-mediated worldview, and teach them patriotism, service to others. And
yes, okay.
That can come under other venues.
I sure appreciate that. Thank you very much for calling. You know, one of the problems I have is they say that due to the possibility of legal responses on the part of radical gays, that they're not going to forbid that any longer, but they're going to allow individual Boy Scout groups not to have someone who's homosexual. Now, I'm simply asking a question. Why aren't they going to get sued for that?
Yeah, they're trying to push the responsibility down to the local organization.
But if they're still affiliated, remember, this is a policy of the Boy Scouts that you don't have to have homosexual leaders. How can they say that on the one hand, unless all it is some people have said it's all about money? They don't want to lose the money, and so they know they're going to lose all of the Christian churches that are truly Christian. They're not going to permit their children to come under the sway of the homosexual movement.
Yeah, and I think one of the things we put in there, openly practicing homosexual. Not just that they're homosexuals, because, you know, we do have married ones in our congregations, in our Christian congregations out there, they're non-practicing, they have left it behind, but they know that they still have this attraction that goes on, but they don't give into it. They live the repentant lifestyle.
You know, I'm not so sure I agree with that policy.
Okay.
Because we certainly wouldn't allow it. Let's say this was a pedophile who goes to jail, then he comes back and he repents of what he has done. You'd put him in charge of a youth Bible study? I don't think so. Remember what the Bible says. A pastor has to have certain qualifications. And there are certain things that happen in a pastor's life where he forfeits, therefore, the ability to be a pastor. It's not that he's not forgiven, but now he's got some... there's some situations where you wouldn't permit someone to be a pastor who has the reputation or had the reputation of being that. Because I'll tell you, children aren't just going to be sent to him for confirmation or this kind of thing, because there's no way you can guarantee once somebody has fallen into that. I reckon, for example, can you imagine me divorcing Louise and staying in the ministry? There is no way that would happen. First of all, everybody would probably agree if she divorced me, she's got the grounds. But even more importantly, who would ever come to me to talk about marriage counseling?
Well, that I would agree with you. When it comes to a pastor, a church worker of that moratude, that, yeah, they can't. They would be fit to serve.
You know, even in our nursing, we have nurseries at churches. We've been told, always make sure you have two people there.
Hmm.
You know, you're not supposed. And pastors now, you think you want to drive the youth home in your car like we used to? No way. You have to have some other adult with you, or like you could take two youth if they were brothers to the same house or something like this. Because of the problems in our society, we need to be very careful. So I myself, even though I may even know the former homosexual and he has repented of his sins, he has to have that of a good reputation in order to be involved in ministry. And I think the Boy Scouts is a form of ministry if you're going to be trying to teach them how to be moral. Now, I could be wrong on that, and this is my opinion. This isn't a pastoral point of view, but I'd hesitate in sending my children to somebody who had that kind of a background, unless I really got to know them real well, and that just doesn't happen a lot of times.
No, they are few and far between, but they are out there, and I think you're correct. The stated purpose has to be no to the situation.
Yes. And I think these are things that we really got to be talking about. A lot of the programs that we're going to be having right now are really our opinions. They aren't the position of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in the sense because we haven't come up with one. But I'm going to be interested, as you are, what is going to be done about this affiliation with the Boy Scouts, if whether or not we can protect our own Boy Scouts, if that's going to be satisfactory. But then, like you said, what happens when you go to jamborees and such?
Right. And to that, you know, Paul writes to Timothy in Second Timothy chapter 3, all scripture is inspired, profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, training, and righteousness.
Yes.
That the man of God may be equipped for every good work. So we're going to bring the whole counsel of God's word, not part of it.
Well said. I sure appreciate you being on the air with me today, Wes, and we'll look forward to next Thursday. I'm not sure what suggestions you're going to have, but we look forward to that. That was Wes Reimnitz. On tomorrow's Law and Gospel, you know, there's a school that says you shouldn't use the word American for people in the United States because it offends people in South America, Central America. Well, it seems like the word Holocaust is something else you shouldn't be using. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. God bless.
Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email Law and Gospel at lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.